Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Next to state, representative
Julian is 18 years old, was born in Kuala Lumpur. He's coached by Harry Yanto Leo and choreographed by Elvin Wong. This is his third Junior Grand Prix season. Short program music is I Put a Spell on You. Personal best is 65.89 in the short program.
Julian Yi, in his own words, does not dream, he sets goals. The 19-year-old has put Malaysia on the world figure skating map and now plans to be the first Malaysian to qualify for the Winter Olympics in 2018. This week on Bar None, we are proud to introduce upcoming Malaysian figure skating sensation, Julian Yi.
Bar None. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, thank you for joining us on Bar None, your weekly dose of all things sport. I'm Audrey Raj. On the show this week, I speak to Julian Yi, a 19-year-old figure skating enthusiast from Selangor, who's currently ranked 55th in the world. Julian has been the national figure skating champion for 3 years in a row now, and he's been skating amongst the best in the world, having qualified for the Four Continents Figure Skating Championships as well as the World Figure Skating Championships. In fact, Julian is the first Malaysian to make both tournaments. His next goal is the 2018 Winter Olympics.
My name is Julian Yi. I'm 19 this year. I'm a Selangor boy from PJ. And I study now in Sunway University.
Just to kick things off, Julian, I mean, what do random Malaysians think when you tell them you're a figure skater? I mean, do they understand what you really do?
I get this question a lot. Figure skating, what's that? You mean ice skating, ah? You know, it's not a very common thing in Malaysia, especially a winter sport in a tropical country. So I guess it's a little different from any other sport you would see here in Malaysia.
So, why figure skating? I mean, kids your age are, you know, all engrossed in futsal, badminton, you know, more accessible sports like that. Why figure skating? Why the ice?
Okay, to start things, I started when I was four. So, I don't think any four-year-old would know what they're doing when they go for sports. But after, I think, 2 years, I began to grow a passion for figure skating because, first of all, I feel it's very different from any other sport. It's cold, so I don't have to be outdoors in the heat. And it's something special to me. And I feel like through figure skating, I can express myself out rather than, like, you know, football. I mean, some people have their own ways, but to me, I feel that it's easy to express myself through figure skating.
Julian's mother, Irene, was responsible for introducing Julian and his brothers to the ice.
The reason why I put them on ice was because I wanted to learn a certain maneuver. And I thought, okay, you know, it's might as well get all the kids involved. And so it took off from there. I learned my maneuver and I stopped. You know, I met my goals. But, you know, they seem to like the sport. They like the things that go with it, especially the recreational type of it, which is not stressful. So, and it took off from there. So unfortunately, that little hobby has gotten a little bit out of hand, you know, cost-wise. So, you know.
But you must be very proud.
I am extremely proud of him. That's why I try to support him in any way I can. And, you know, literally we go all the way to support this goal of his.
The story she told me was that she came to Sunway Pyramid one day. She was shopping and she looked down and saw someone spinning. And she told herself, I want to be able to do that. So she went down to try and then she brought us along and it just happened like that.
So you said us earlier, your brothers are also skaters, right? Are they into skating as much as you are?
Well, they're both retired from skating. I think I'm the last one standing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my second brother, he was the first to represent Malaysia in figure skating.
So was the plan always to compete professionally after, you know, Big Brother did it?
I never thought of coming up to this level, honestly, when I first started. It always sort of went through the years, like every year I set a new goal, and eventually I made it here to the big games, and it's actually quite nice and surprising to me as well at the same time. The first few competitions I joined were recreational competitions where you just go have fun, you know, meet a lot of friends. It was, I think, when I was 5 years old. And then from then on, I love competitions, not competing, but the event itself, because I get to meet a lot of friends and just play, you know.
Just play on ice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you'll be turning 19 in about a month,
yeah.
Which means that most of your year's training was committed during your schooling years. Now, how challenging was that? What kind of challenges did you have to go through, you know, balancing school? And I mean, you're a teenager, you know, what about fun?
That's another thing that I always get asked. I would say, like, it's almost like you're not having a life. You had to sacrifice so many things. When my friends went out to play, when they went to meet up, watch a movie, I was training. When they were in school studying, sometimes I had to take some time off to train again. And it's not easy, I would say, especially with all the work coming in. But I somehow managed to pull through. And actually, at one point, I felt like giving up. You know, I think it was like 11 or 12. I just thought that I can't take it anymore. I need a life. I need to do something. But then I realized that I've already done so much, you know. To give up at that point, it's all gone to waste. So I just persevered a few more years, and then little did I know, I loved the sport even more and kept going until where I am now. I think it's all about time management for me. Back when I was in secondary school, I was head prefect, house captain, whatever it is, you name it.
Mr. Popular.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say popular. I just like to hoard a lot of things, you know. So that taught me a lot of time management to settle all my work done at what point, training, and then all my responsibilities as well. It was a good experience.
And you travel while you train too, right?
Oh yeah, big time. If I do get some funds and all those, I would go over to China. And most recently, I've been to Canada now for training because the facilities in Canada, it's more all-rounded. And I have a lot of, I wouldn't say better, but more experienced coaches than Canada. And it's always, I had to take some days off school, just go for the weekend or something like that. Always missing out on some stuff.
And when you train in Malaysia, I mean, do you feel like we are equipped with acceptable facilities? I use the word acceptable because I know it's pretty limited to two rings, right?
Absolutely. To a certain extent, yes, it's possible to train here. It's just that if you want to go further, I would say it's a better idea to go elsewhere to train because we have yet to establish or develop the sport well. But I'm sure in a few years' time, I think it will be quite well developed and it will be able to train here.
Julian has really improved last year. As he said in the interview, he has worked hard on connecting with the music. Indeed, he has, and it's worked very well. Let's take a look at his first element, the triple axel. He's very quick off the ice. He's well lined up here. Beautiful triple flip here at the end of his program. I believe this young man has a lot, has all-round skill as he continues to improve.
So, Julian, I'm ashamed to admit it, but I tried ice skating for the first time just earlier this month. You know, I heard I was going to be speaking to you, and I could barely stand, and let alone glide. It was so stressful for me. I had all these little monsters just trying to, like, overtake me.
Absolutely, I know that.
Now, do you have any tips for first-time skaters or those trying to use the ice for the first time? Get used to the ice.
First of all, I would say don't be afraid. No? Nothing bad will happen.
You just fall.
You just fall, it's fine.
And if you don't fall, you don't learn.
Oh yeah. You always gotta get back up and keep going. But it's actually like walking. It's just you walk on ice, you know, for the basics.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, it is. You just don't look down all the time. You won't fall down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really like walking. You just take baby steps, and once you get used to the ice, you never know, you can be like an expert in no time.
So what kind of skills or natural abilities do you think a person needs to be a figure skater? I mean, balance is key, I would think, from my miserable experience. What else do they need?
It's actually quite an easy sport to begin with. I would say the only thing else you need is probably some quick reactions, you know, to prevent yourself from falling down and to know how to react if anything goes wrong. So I think it's just balance and quick reactions will do.
Let's talk about choreography. Did you have to take up any dance classes, lessons, in order to move the way you do?
Yes, I had to do some few dance, contemporary dance classes, even ballet, which I quite dread. But, you know, to do well in the sport, you gotta give and take. And these are some stuff that you really have to do well. I don't think I regret doing it.
What inspires your routines? Is it the music? I mean, watching others in action. Maybe it's a move that you just want to nail. But, you know, what gets your creative juices flowing?
I would say, first of all, I have to find a song that I really like and I can relate to. And then, from then on, we think of a story for the choreography. It's like I say, it's telling a story of myself. And for this one story, for my short program, it's about putting a spell on someone. And this someone would be a girl, I would say, you know. And it's just to get the girl to want you, that kind of thing. So you can relate to it, and it's easy, especially for most teenagers, you know, when they're trying to go for a girl and all that stuff. It's easy for them to relate, trying to put a spell on a girl to fall for you, that kind of thing.
Tapping into real life experience here.
Oh yeah. That's what makes it fun.
So you also have to bring a lot of emotion.
Absolutely.
Into your routine. Yeah. So how do you do that? How do you rehearse things like that?
A lot of it goes to your facial expression. You know, you gotta feel the music, you gotta show it through your face, your eyes, your eye connection. And I think the only way to do that is to really put yourself in that situation and just go with the flow and see how you really feel about it. It's sort of like experiencing it for real, but you're showing it to people as well.
I'm speaking with 19-year-old national figure skater Julian Yee, the first Malaysian to qualify for the World Figure Skating Championships.
My first competition from ISU would be in Italy. I think it was 2011 or 12. And I was just so shocked to see all the good skaters, especially because I'm coming from Malaysia and we don't know much about the sport. It just made me want to do more and keep going so I can be just like them. That's the best part of it, I think. That what it kept me going until where I am now as well.
Was it like an eye-opening experience, you know, watching the different tricks?
Absolutely. It was just a shock to me to realize that there's so many other good and better people out there, and you are just like one small part of that. To make a difference in the sport itself, in the whole Southeast Asia region, I would say, it takes a lot. And I really hope to develop this sport, not only in Malaysia, but the whole of Southeast Asia as well.
I hear you're a very good jumper and you mastered the triple jump before you turned 16. Like, how much work did that take?
Quite a lot of sleepless nights, I would say.
Is it the whole practice makes perfect? You got to do it 10,000 times?
And yeah, the jumps come, you just got to keep going, going, going. You fall, stand up, go again, fall, stand up, go again. It's a continuous process until you get it. And when you get it, you got to make sure it stays and not goes on vacation. It's a tedious process, I would say. And surprisingly, my jumps turn out to be better than all my performance, which is what I'm trying to improve now, to make sure they're both equally as good.
I love how you said, you know, not go on vacation. Very nice. So you're out there on the ice, you know, you're feeling it, you know, the routine is going well. What happens when you make a mistake or, heaven forbid, you fall during a routine?
Ideally, you're supposed to keep going and not think about the fall. But sometimes, especially if you're new to the sport, when I first started, you always think back, oh no, I fell down. How am I going to make up for this? And when you think too much, whatever comes next won't go so well as how you think it will. So I've learned to leave that as it is. What's done is done. Focus on what's coming up next. Especially because we have like 8 jumps in one program. If you fall in the first one, it's fine. You have 7 more to go. Just keep calm and carry on, you know? Rather than some people, they think, oh no, oh no. And then sometimes they blank out. I've experienced that before, actually. You blank out halfway for like a second or two.
Oh.
And you're like, oh my God, what do I do now? And okay, right, I have to go back and do this. So it's quite a... It takes time to get used to it, I think. And a lot of experience.
Do you have a special routine just before, you know, you go out there on the ice? And do you see anything to psych yourself, to get yourself in the mood?
I pray very hard before I go out. And the minute I step into the stadium, I always take a look around and see the audience and take it all in and say, okay, I'm here to perform for them. I'm here to make sure they enjoy how I skate. And from that, I just try and go out. And I always say to myself, So many people believe in me. They support me. So I should believe in myself and just do the best I can.
Over the years, Julian's gotten used to being the only athlete representing Malaysia at figure skating competitions. He does, however, hope that his success on the world stage will inspire more athletes from Malaysia to compete in future competitions.
One of the proud moments I had was last year, 2015, in the Junior Grand Prix in Spain, Logroño. I came in fourth place, and that was the highest any Malaysian has ever gotten in that series, in that Grand Prix. And because of that, I managed to qualify Malaysia a spot into the Winter Youth Olympics in Lillehammer this year, 2016. Now, although I was overage to go to the Winter Youth Olympics, Malaysia still had a spot. And we sent someone there, and I just felt great that I could do something for Malaysia in this sport and hopefully get the Malaysian name out, this put it on the figure skating map. So that was a great achievement, I would say. I really enjoyed trying my best to get that. And also recently in Boston, which happened in March this year, I qualified for the finals in the World Championship. And that was a great shock to me. My main goal was to actually just get to that competition, to qualify. Mm. And so happened I did my best and managed to get into the finals. So that was a huge bonus for me. And being the first Malaysian to get there was, it's just a very nice feeling.
So the aim now is obviously the Winter Games in 2018. Now, what do you have to do to get there? Walk us through it.
I'm actually only one step away from that. All I have to do is skate well at next year's World's Championship in Finland. Hopefully by doing that, I manage to qualify for the Winter Games. They only allow in 30 competitors to the Winter Olympics, and I'm just hoping to make that cut.
I've been speaking with national figure skater Julian Yi, who, fingers crossed, will do Malaysia proud at the next Winter Olympics in South Korea. If you'd like to do your part to get Julian to the 2018 Games, you can visit his GoFundMe page to contribute to his training, coaching and travelling costs. He's raised about 7,000 out of his 30K target, so his journey to the Winter Olympics has just begun. And for more interviews like this, check out our podcast at bfm.my/barnan. I'm Audrey Raj, wishing you a sporty weekend ahead. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer, that's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.